The story of Jesus' death, resurrection, and the road leading up to these events is a hard one. It can be hard to understand, but it is definitely a story to be experienced, a story to be awed by, a story to be believed in. Today and this week, we will immerse ourselves into the story using all of our senses. Some will be experienced during this service today. Some you will be able to take home with you following this service or be able to pick up in the morning. We will continue this journey as we move throughout Holy Week. And as we continue in worship, may we experience a sense of Jesus' story.
Hey, Tommy, Nettie, the Skid Guys here. Let's talk about Palm Sunday.
Oh, you know that was a block party. Like all of these palm branches and cloaks on the ground. Probably like a big bounce house over at the Eastern Gate. It was a Jesus parade! And the disciples were all throwing candy out at everybody. Hey, you think Skittles are kosher?
All right, I have no idea what kind of parties that you go to, but there were no biblical Skittles.
Yeah, that's probably true. Oh, I bet it was Swedish fish because Peter was a fisherman.
All right, there was a party, there was a parade, and Jesus rode in on a donkey, and that was called the triumphant entry.
Yeah, and the crowd went wild!
Jesus!
Yeah, let's not focus so much on the parade, but the after party.
Oh, that sounds exclusive.
Not so much.
Yeah, I can see it right now. Like Peter and Andrew with a little late night karaoke. Ebony and ivory, live together in perfect.
All right, it wasn't so much a late night party as much as it was the next day in the middle of the afternoon in a Jewish temple.
Okay, oh yeah. Little afternoon vibe. Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah. Be like a office karaoke.
No, can we stop with the karaoke? No, let's just stop with the karaoke. No, when Jesus saw what was going on, there was corruption in the temple, and he just started tossing furniture around. Hey, can we get the table? Yes. Not how I would have done that. But no objections. You see, when Jesus saw the corruption, he got a little ticked off.
Yeah, righteous ticked off Ignatian. God's okay with that.
Jesus even said, "You've turned my house of prayer into a den of thieves."
Oh, that is harsh, yet accurate. Mm. Yeah, it's like for the past 3 years, Jesus has been laying out this long fuse.
And in the temple that day, he lit the match.
Boom, baby! The system of sacrifices, the countless rules, the brokenness of human race, all turned upside down.
But what Jesus was really doing in that moment was turning everything right side up.
Yeah. No more animal sacrifices. Jesus would be the ultimate sacrifice. Instead of these external rules, he would change us internally. He would take our brokenness and make wholeness.
And Jesus was just getting warmed up.
Yeah, the curtain is about to rise on the greatest event in all of history, and that is worth celebrating.
That is right. Who brought the karaoke machine?
None of your business.
He's alive.
Nope.
He's alive.
That's a spoiler alert. That's for next Sunday. That is a
I really like the Skit Guys, and I'm glad that they had something to share with us about Palm Sunday. Let's now listen to this scripture about Palm Sunday.
Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 21, verses 6 through 9. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and then followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Imagine the sounds of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. The cheers, the hosannas, the chatter of the busyness of the Passover festival. breathing the warm air filled with the smell of palm branches, the taste of anticipation, the forthcoming Passover meal, the celebration with friends, the taste of freedom and hope, the feeling of excitement in the crowd, the touch, the jostling, the clamoring, and trying to get a glimpse of the approaching King. Seeing Jesus, the one now making his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Let's hear firsthand from the guy who borrowed the donkey to get a better sense of what was happening.
First of all, let me get this out there. I did not steal the donkey. Right? I didn't steal it. I borrowed it, and it wasn't even my idea. Jesus told me to take it, borrow it. Earlier today, we were walking from Bethany to Jerusalem. There was a whole crowd of us, and just outside the city, Jesus looked at two of us, I was one of them, and he told us that there was an unridden donkey just inside the village and for us to go get it. He said, if anyone asks, just tell them the Lord needs it and we'll send it back. So we went and got the donkey. The whole way we were like, what's Jesus going to do with a donkey? But we'd learned to stop second guessing Jesus. Just like so many other times, he didn't tell us what he was going to do, and we didn't ask him. But when we got back with that donkey, that's when it happened. Some folks in the crowd started to throw their coats on it, and then Jesus got on the donkey. So some of us grabbed these palm branches and started waving them in the air, and when I saw it, it clicked. Jesus had finally arrived. Now let me explain that. Every time we would start to get excited about a miracle or a parable, he would tell us to be quiet about it. He was so meek, so humble. We'd say, let's do this, or let's do that. And he would say, not now, not yet. But today was now. Today, Jesus showed up, and it was loud. He let us shout and wave palm branches and jump up and down and dance. He let us finally treat him like the Messiah we were waiting for. Now, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or in the weeks to come. It feels like it'll be huge. But whatever it is, it will all be good. We're going to be okay now because Jesus showed up today, and there is nothing better than when Jesus shows up.
So Jesus has shown up, even if he showed up with a donkey stealer, borrower from what was going on. But how do we welcome Jesus into our lives and our homes? I want you to take a minute and turn to the person next to you, if you're with someone, or even to contemplate about ways in which you can welcome Jesus into your home, into your life, whenever he shows up with, maybe it's with palm branches, maybe it's in a different way. So if you take a moment and just discuss, I'll come around if you raise your hand at the end, we can share some of those with one another. So feel free to do that now. And those of you online, if you talk with those who you're watching with or leave comments about ways we can welcome Jesus into our lives. Let me give you 1 minute right now. So if any of you want to share, we were talking about how you can open your home up and invite others in, and you never know when Jesus will come in. Any other thoughts? Anyone want to raise their hand and share? Yes.
At the Leland, we are going to have a Bible study group
Absolutely. Having a Bible study group at the Leland so that there's renewal. Absolutely. Anyone else want to share a way welcome Jesus? Yes. Amen. Sing praises. Open your arms every day like, Jesus, come. Amen. Anyone else? Yes. To love one another and be kind. Absolutely. You show that love of Jesus and you receive that love back. Amen, Sam. All right. I know it'll go on forever. Yes, one more. Absolutely. Praising through Christian music and other ways. Absolutely. So.
And online we have smile at others that you see. So thank you for participating. I don't know if it's you're all so excited to be back together, but when I started doing crazy stuff with you, when I would lead worship, it'd be like dead silent in here when I first came here a few years ago. And if you couldn't hear it online, there was this huge amount of talking in here. So thank you for discussing that. I won't make you do it again today until we're done. When Jesus came to Jerusalem, he went into the temple. There were people cheating others out of their money. Jesus was very angry. The religious leaders also asked Jesus if it was right to pay taxes to the Roman emperor. In the bag that you'll receive following the service, or come pick up later on or tomorrow, you'll be able to taste a coin to help us remember the lessons Jesus was teaching others about money and giving. And if you happen to give up sweets for Lent, it's okay. It's a Sunday today, so it's like a little Easter, and you can eat it.
And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations?' But you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests were not happy with Jesus. They sent some Pharisees and some Herodians and asked Jesus if it was lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not. Jesus said to them, "Why are you putting me to the test? Bring me a denarii and let me see it." And they brought him one. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this? And whose title?" And they answered, "The emperor's." And Jesus said to them, "Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him.
Amen. I wish sometimes they would have asked the next question of, "Whose image do you bear?" They would say, "God's." Give to God what is God's, yourself, your soul. And it's the offering we offer every single week of our lives when we follow Jesus. Right now we have this time during church where we offer a bit of the gifts that God has given to us. Here during the pandemic, we've done it in strange ways through online giving. Anyone give online for the first time this year, last year? Anyone? Yeah, right? Through Realm, you can write it in the mail for those of you who are not here, or drop it off next week as it's going. But be in prayer as we offer ourselves and our gifts and our sacrifices, our tithes this morning. Additionally, if you have a palm and you'd want to offer it your praise and your hosanna up here, we will use those throughout the week and then again, of course, into next year. But if you want to offer those now, you can do that during the offertory, or you can bring those to the back and offer them then when that time is going. But let us now have our offering. Thank you.
story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem tells us that he celebrated the arrival with others. And then he went into the temple. And he looked around at everything. Let's pray. As we have gathered here for worship today, may it be with a sense that Jesus has walked in too and is looking around. May our eyes be open to see him. May our hearts be ready to be seen by him. And may our worship be worthy of his presence. May our giving even be a part of his plan. And may we be transformed so that we see the world through his eyes. Amen.
I'm sorry. Mary gave Jesus an anointing. We will hear the story in a moment, but you will also be invited to reread the story and smell the anointing of all that she had used.
Now, while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment. And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring the ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." Let us now pour out and share ourselves with one another as we raise our joys and concerns so that we can be in prayer for one another as a community gathered together online and in person.
Bethany is one of those spaces that I hope you all have. I think this time of corporate prayer is a Bethany, a time where you can draw near to Jesus and sit with him and share with your Lazarus friends, your Mary friends, your Martha friends about the struggles of your heart. For those of you who are gathered here, if you would raise your hand, Pastor Jen will walk around and repeat for those of you online what your prayer request is. And those of you online, if you would type in what your prayer request is, Sherry will read those and share them for everyone here. What prayers, what burdens, what joys do you have to share this morning?
We've been asked to pray for Carol Moore and her health at this time.
Yes, I received word this morning that Carol Moore is going into hospice this morning. So please pray in prayer for her and Larry as they're at the hospital right now. Lord, hear our prayer.
This service actually reminds me a lot of her. When I first met her, when I first came here during soul shift, we had a walk-through prayer experience. So I was thinking about Monday, Thursday, and she ran one of the prayer stations. She is such a passionate prayer warrior that I know she would really appreciate all of our prayers, as well as Larry. Betty is asking for prayers for her daughter, who has a very tough and stressful job, and for the gift of more time with her family.
Lord, hear our prayers.
My brother called this week and asked that. I lift him up in prayers and ask for others to as well. You've heard me say he's a Christian counselor, mostly to teenagers, and they are overwhelmed with the amount of students that are coming in with depression and anxiety that never experienced it before because of isolation, and they cannot provide enough appointments, and he feels burdened by the students that are being left out. Amen.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Sherry is asking for prayers for her son-in-law's mother, whose name is Marge. She's in the hospital, so healing prayers for her.
Lord, hear our prayers. I appreciate the continued prayers for my mother. I had the privilege of going to see her this last week, and she has her last immunotherapy treatment this coming week. So prayers for her that healing is there when the first scans arrive. Lord, hear our prayers.
Prayers for Carol and Earl Wilkinson, friends who have tested positive for COVID this weekend. Okay. Family members who are having health issues, so prayers for Dick and for Debbie. We continue to lift up prayers for Madeline's mom.
Amen. Lord, hear our prayers.
Melody, who is an assistant in Zeke's classroom, fell and had some pretty serious injuries a while back, and just prayers. The kids really missed her, and she's going to have a long road to recovery.
Lord, hear our prayers. And we want to lift up our office manager, Kristen. She's going on her maternity leave starting this week. So prayers for her, for the whole family, and for the weeks ahead as that new family gets its beginning. So please lift her up and everyone. That is a wonderful process. Also, prayers for Carla, who will be stepping in as our temporary office receptionist for the next 10 weeks as well. So you'll see her in the office every day. Lord, hear our prayers.
And for us to remember Dorothy.
Amen. Lord, hear our prayers. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, this day each week where we remember your resurrection. But there's something about doing it here on Palm Sunday when we're 1 week out, where we see the joy and the cries of Hosanna, yet Passion Week lays ahead of us. The ways in which you were with your disciples and your people, what you sensed, Lord, I can't imagine. The taste of the Last Supper, the smells of the Garden of the Gethsemane, and the sound of the soldiers coming. God, you showed us that your love for us is not just platitudes, but you lived it out on the cross. It should have said in that suffering, you fully understood us and our plight. God, now we turn to you. We turn to you with praises on our hearts and deep concerns. Our loved ones are sick. Our loved ones are dying. Our loved ones have died. And we have gaping holes where they have been. Yet God, let us see that redemption wins. Let us see your hand in the midst of it, that you are still Emmanuel. Let your peace that passes understanding descend upon us anew. God, we lift up to you everyone in this world. The coronavirus has done so much to so many. And we feel like we've suffered like maybe we've never suffered before. And so this week anew, we walk with you that journey. God, we lift up all of those who are still without employment because of all of this. We lift up to our neighbors who we may not have seen in the last year, that we find a way to love well, to invite them and you into our lives. Maybe at the end of our driveway again, maybe as we are able to our dinner tables. God, be with us this week. We turn to you, Lord, because you have shown us the way. You've given us the words of eternal life, and you have taught us to pray in the way that Jesus taught us, that we again say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus showed us how to love and serve one another. One of the ways in which he did this was by washing the disciples' feet. In the bag you will receive after the service on this Palm Sunday, there will be a piece of washcloth for you to be able to reflect on what happened during that Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples. On Maundy Thursday this week, we will have prayer stations set up for you and your close companions to see more about what it was like for Jesus and his disciples during their time together. You will also be able to reflect on your own relationship with Jesus.
In your bag, you'll find a piece of wood to remind you of the cross, made and used during the time of Jesus. When you see the cross, we remember Jesus. Early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb and had an amazing surprise.
Early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us at the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, here is the place where they laid him. But go and tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were very afraid.
What an astonishing moment. Extraordinary in every sense of the word. Sensational. It was beyond all expectation, beyond all human possibility, but it happened. Some of us need to see as Peter did, to hear as Mary did, to touch as Thomas did, to taste as the two disciples on the road to Emmaus did, and some of us need to smell the sweet fragrance of the garden or the welcoming smell of the baking bread to remember the Easter story. Whatever way we come to believe, we know that the experience will move us in a life-changing way. Our lives will never be the same. This is the moment to be told and to be shared. We look forward to next Sunday, when it's not a spoiler alert, to be able to say, "Christ is risen. He is risen indeed."
Let us pray. God, I want to pause for a second. Just reflect on what Pastor Jen just shared. The senses. This past year, taste and smell. Taking them for advantage. With the COVID. To realize that when we touch and hear, what privileges. And to see. God, you were always there. God, as we remember Jesus' last week, remind us that through bad times and good times, you are with us, Emmanuel. Help us notice the suffering in the world around us. Help us find ways to offer the blessings of Easter to those in our community who are in need. Don't let us skip too quickly over the suffering just to get to the joy, the happiness of Easter. Remind us, Lord, that you are there for us in both bad times and good times.